You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? And welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, April 11th. And Mason, please, playoff style, give it to him one time.
Detroit basketball!
And also a special little playoff treat. Here's the actual sound of me popping champagne here in downtown Detroit tonight. There, that was fun. Well, this is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City, covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Also the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Been with you guys for a long time now. Two full seasons, a year and a half, over a year and a half now, and we did it. We're in the playoffs, so congratulations to you, the Pistons faithful. If you're a faithful follower and listener of this program, obviously you're one of the diehards, so hopefully you're enjoying the night on Wednesday and maybe a little bit pep in your step Thursday and Friday, looking forward to the playoffs. This weekend, no matter what happens from here, the Pistons are one of 16 teams in the NBA out of the 30 squads that are going to the postseason this year. So, hey, enjoy it. And again, congratulations to you. So today we're going to recap a nice ending to the season in New York City. We're also going to talk to Eric Name of Locked On Bucks and The Athletic, looking ahead to the series. Kind of a thumbnail sketch. We'll get into some more of it tomorrow. And then later on, hopefully by the time I record those, the West Coast games will be over and we'll have the full schedule for the weekend and also the playoff matchups. So if you want to skip to that in case you haven't heard, but we'll reveal when the Pistons are going to be playing game one against the Bucks in Milwaukee. But give me a follow on Twitter, by the way, at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, and another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. But the Pistons get the win in resounding fashion on Wednesday night in the final game of the season, 115-89 against the New York Knicks, sweeping the season series 4-0 against the New Yorkers. This done on Wednesday without Blake Griffin. This was not a contest from the very beginning. The Pistons were very professional about it and took care of business, finishing the season at 41-41. Unfortunately, Orlando beat Charlotte, so really the Pistons could have lost this game on Wednesday night and still gotten in, although maybe some of the reason Orlando won is that Charlotte kind of saw early on a little scoreboard watching that there was no chance the Pistons would lose. Might have crept into their psyches a little bit and kind of threw up the white flag in that game. The Pistons were helped out by Brooklyn, by the way, on Wednesday night. They did beat Miami, so they could have gotten that seventh seed if they had a little help from Charlotte, but it was not to be. But mostly they can point the finger at themselves for that one. The ship sailed with a little late season collapse by the Detroiters. The Sunday game against Charlotte is the one that I'll point to most. I think a lot of the other losses were typical of an 80-game season type of losses, but I felt like that Charlotte game could have been a bit of a statement. You finish above 500, you cruise into the playoffs, maybe you get that Toronto matchup that they wanted. But be that as it may, the Pistons are in. Luke Kennard scored 27 points on Wednesday night, 4 of 8 shooting from 3, 21 points for Reggie Jackson in 25 minutes, and a 20-18 from Andre Drummond. Now look, the Knicks are terrible, they're the worst team in the league. But when you couple Tuesday against Memphis, and I know that's another team that was resting players, the Knicks were resting players too, really have no motivation to win that game. But the way that the Pistons fought back in the second half against Memphis, and then the way they took care of business, all of this done basically without Blake Griffin, kudos to them. Kudos mostly to Andre Drummond. Kudos to the coaching staff as well for kind of keeping an even keel throughout this process of a long regular season. And the Pistons are in the postseason for the first time in 3 years. Two straight sweeps in the last two appearances, both to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Pistons will be trying to win their first playoff series since 2008, and also their first playoff game since 2008, when Barack Obama was a candidate for President of the United States. So the Pistons, eighth seeded, get the Bucks, the first seed, exactly what they didn't want, the best team in the NBA's regular season. And up next, we're going to talk to Eric Name of Locked On Bucks, talking about their first-round playoff series. But you can get the Locked On Pistons podcast on the brand-new podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And when you get in your car, go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons. And hey, I got a new sponsor to tell you about, and that is the Wyze Cam. Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. Wyze, that's W-Y-Z-E. It's packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for $20. 1080p, full HD, images so clear that you won't miss a thing. Night vision, two-way audio. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to everyone. Check out on your home anytime with Wyze apps, live stream, connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus, just live stream with that 8x digital zoom. They got the free rolling 14-day cloud storage, so you can check that out. No subscriptions, like all those annoying things that keep charging you online. At $20 per camera, you can do anything. You want to watch your kids destroy your house? And here's an idea for you. Maybe you're going to be out of town, have the old lady set it up by the TV so you can watch George and Greg, a little Fox Sports Detroit action from the hotel. You want some more? Well, they got that too. For just $10 more, the Wyze Cam Pan gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast, and your camera should too. 160-degree per second rotation speed, 360-degree horizontal range, and 93 degrees vertical range. I looked it up on the old Amazons compared to some of the others, and those are good numbers. Trust me on that. Patrol your room with the pan scan. Set the camera's patrol route with up to 4 custom waypoints. Track all the action around the house. Wyze Cam Pan automatically detects, tags, and tracks motion within its field of view, keeping up with life in real time, and it's never been so easy. This works with Alexa. Again, you can use it on your mobile phone from anywhere, and the free rolling 14-day cloud storage, so you can kind of keep tabs on everything throughout your house for a long period of time. Go to wyze.com/locked. Again, that's Wyze, WYZE.com/locked to get the guaranteed lowest price here from Locked On Pistons.
Yes, sir!
All right, and this is Matt Shook of the Locked On Pistons podcast, being joined by one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Bucks podcast, Eric Name of The Athletic. Eric, let's talk Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm sure we both agree that the Pistons are heavy favorites in this one against the Bucks, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you look at all the success that the Pistons have had against the Bucks this year, and you know, the struggles that the Bucks have. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, this Bucks team, it was kind of interesting watching tonight, you know, as you look through and try to figure out exactly who the Bucks be playing. And, you know, I'm sure you did the same thing with the Pistons, and, you know, well, I guess also whether or not they'd actually make the playoffs. Like, all those things were in play at the start of the night. So, you know, it was kind of interesting watching through all of this. But in the end, I don't know that the Bucks as an organization were really thinking at any point, like, oh, you know, hopefully it's this team. I think any of the teams 6 through 8 in the Eastern Conference, I think they felt pretty confident that they could handle.
Right, and that's kind of the nature of being the one seed and knowing for a long time that they were going to be the one seed going into the Eastern Conference playoffs. As you alluded to, the Bucks with a 4-0 sweep of the Pistons during the regular season and really blowouts across the board. One of the games in Detroit was kind of close in the third quarter. And then, but like I said, the Milwaukee games were just complete blowouts. And then the last game in Detroit, a blowout as well. And that's been the case, obviously, with Milwaukee, with a lot of teams this year, kind of a juggernaut so far in the regular season. But for Pistons fans listening and fans across the league, obviously the big story with the Bucks right now is what's going on with some of these role players, injuries there as the end of the season kind of came. What's the latest on some of these guys up and down the list there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no way that Malcolm Brogdon is available for this first round playoff series. Like, that's just not going to happen. It's been second round for him pretty much all the way through. And then really we've heard the best, I guess the best update. And when I say best, I mean, you know, the most information we've gotten from Bud here, really this entire, you know, kind of stretch of injuries. But looking at Nikola Mirotic, who the Bucks traded for at the trade deadline, and then Tony Snell. And it sounds like Bud is thinking that, you know, maybe Nico won't quite be ready for game one. Whether that happens on Saturday or Sunday, we don't know yet as we're recording here before the official game dates have been released. But he's not sure he'll be ready for game one. And then Tony Snell, he's thinking won't be ready for either of the Bucks home games. So, you know, maybe that means three or four in Detroit, but the Bucks are really, you know, hoping to try to get some of those guys back, get them back in the flow. Is obviously they're going to be trying to make a deep playoff run. So really, I think that this series against the Pistons will, I'm not going to say it's going to be like inconsistent, but I do feel like as the series rolls on, the Bucks are going to have to add guys back into the rotation and kind of play with those things a little bit and, you know, attempt to figure out how close to being 100% any of those guys are.
And from the Pistons' perspective, Blake Griffin missed the final game of the season, which was do or die for the Pistons on Wednesday night against the Knicks. They ended up blowing out New York without him, but he didn't play that game. He basically only played 18 minutes the night before against Memphis, came back for the two games before that, but missed the previous three games before that. He's got what's being called a sore left knee. There's some rumors that he's going to need some arthroscopic surgery after the season, and certainly no scenario where Blake Griffin's 100% in this series. And obviously the Pistons' best player, and that's going to be problematic when you're going up against probably the NBA's best team without your best player at 100%. And there's chances that he may not even be available, especially for the games in Milwaukee, which, you know, maybe if this Pistons franchise is kind of putting all their eggs into possibly winning one of those games back in Detroit in games three or four, which, you know, would be big for the franchise, would be the first playoff victory if they're able to get one of them in 10 years, if you can believe that, for a, what used to be a proud franchise in the years leading up to that. And but that being said, Milwaukee, I look back and was surprised to see that a team that's been in the playoffs, you know, off and on and then more on lately these last couple of years, they're a team that with all the expectations of them making a deep playoff run haven't won a series since 2001 as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the question that lingers over this entire Bucks team is, can they actually get it done in the playoffs? And, you know, I think there's something to be said for having playoff wins under your belt. You know, I also think there's something to be said for this is not the same team that played this year or in 2015 or in 2011 or really any of those years. Like, that, none of those players are really carried over. So you're looking at a very different team, but that's really the thing that just kind of looms over this entire postseason for the Bucks is, you know, once they get to the postseason, is there all of a sudden just going to be something that goes wrong? Like, you know, maybe they were just a regular season team. And, you know, I was talking to Eric Bledsoe about this after the game tonight, and, you know, I was like, you know, there's some people out there that kind of think that and believe that about you. And he is like, well, you know, they got a point. Like, we haven't done anything in the playoffs yet. And, you know, we know that we have to go out and prove ourselves this postseason. And it was just like, that's a pretty mature answer. You know, I think you could bristle at that question and say, well, we're the best team in the league during the regular season, so why wouldn't it happen in the postseason? But instead, I thought a pretty mature answer from Eric Bledsoe, someone who last year in the playoffs didn't prove it. Someone who really struggled against Terry Rozier. So that's definitely the thing that kind of hangs over this series for the Bucks. And, you know, it is really a shame that Blake Griffin is not going to be 100% just because, you know, it just feels like with the year that he's had and everything that he's done to improve himself and become a better 3-point shooter, like all those things, it just felt like, man, like, get that dude a break. Like, come on.
Well, at least they got into the playoffs, and for some Pistons fans, I think that's enough. But like we said, it would be big, I think, in a weird way to possibly get a game here against the Bucks, and we'll see if that happens. And in addition to that, some history for these rosters. Ish Smith's played on pretty much every NBA team, so Milwaukee's one of those teams. Zaza as well is a former Buck, I believe. And then the biggest one, yes, Thon Maker with the injury.
Playoff Thon.
Playoff
Thon. This is exciting for you. Like, playoff Thon is going to be...
That's our ace in the hole.
It has to be. It's going to be really interesting to see. Obviously, for Pistons fans that don't know about Thon Maker, but the legend of Thon and playoff Thon is really something. He's had very pedestrian regular seasons for the Bucks the 2 years that he was with them, and then all of a sudden in the postseason he was a switching, shot blocking, 3-point hit
all over the place, yeah,
machine. Like, he just wrecked havoc on teams. So you know, if you're the Bucks, you know, you got to be thinking about, oh, like, we actually got to go against playoff Thon now.
Yeah, the playoff thon. That's right. And Pistons fans, that's what we're banking it all on here in Detroit. And former Bucks assistant coach Sean Sweeney, now with the Pistons. The Bucks' second best player, Chris Middleton, or I don't know if Bledsoe's gotten past him. That's probably another discussion for another day. But a former second round draft pick for the Pistons, Ersan Ilyasova, is a former Piston. The general manager and one of the architects of the Bucks, John Horst, is a Michigan guy. Used to be with the Pistons as well. John Luehr is a former Buck. DJ Wilson's from is University of Michigan Wolverine, and Darvin Ham, assistant coach for Milwaukee, is a 2004 champion with the Detroit Pistons as well. So all sorts of fun with the Bucks Pistons, but probably not much on the court, I would imagine. Thon, I'm sure we'll get some matchups against Giannis. That's the problem with the Pistons. Well, not that Giannis is easily stopped by anybody, but those big wings, and I guess Giannis can kind of be described as any whatever you want to call him. He's the Greek freak. He's kind of a unique player in and of itself. But those bigger kind of players that can play also on the perimeter create a problem for the Pistons with without, you know, whatever talent they do have on the wing. It's smaller guys and guys that can't really play much defense anyway. When you talk about the Luke Kennards and the Wayne Ellingtons and the Langston Galloways of the world. So, you know, obviously the Pistons, you would imagine that Giannis is going to see some Blake Griffin. He's going to see some, probably even some Andre Drummond, some Thon Maker, some Wayne Ellington. They're going to throw everything they can at him, maybe even some gimmicks as well. But it'll be interesting to see as well, because you got Dwayne Casey. You talked about kind of the questions surrounding the Bucks when they do get challenged in the playoffs, whenever that may be this season. Dwayne Casey, coach of the year last year with Toronto, but fired after the season ended with all the problems that he had with the Toronto Raptors of getting past LeBron James. And now he's got the new LeBron James of the Eastern Conference and Giannis in the first round here. So that's probably the main question. Not that anyone would call losing to the Bucks in the first round for Dwayne Casey a choke, but if they are dismantled in four straight games and four blowouts, that would certainly be another, you know, black mark on the playoff run of Dwayne Casey, who's trying to build the culture here in Detroit. So, you know, some interesting subplots to watch out for. But again, this is your typical 1-8 matchup where the Pistons fans, if we're being completely honest, are probably talking about hopefully winning one of these games in Little Caesars Arena in game 3 or 4 and trying to keep it as respectable as possible for most games on the scoreboard. But Eric, what do you think? Do you think the Pistons get one of these games? What's your, if you had to throw a prediction out there, putting you on the spot, what would you have to say?
I think the Bucks are going to take care of business, but the tough part is, we really haven't seen them be this good yet. So I don't know if, looking at this team, if they're a gentleman's sweep type of team or if they're a sweep type of team where, you know, they're just going to take care of it in 4. So I will predict 4 just because Giannis is a lunatic and doesn't like to lose. So I could see him just kind of saying like, all right, we're not going to do a gentleman's sweep here. Like, let's just take care of business and get it done in 4. But you never really know, and the Bucks just really haven't been in this position before. So often they've been the teams that, oh, you know, one of these first two, let's try to steal one on the road and try to flip the series. Well, this year they're going to be protecting home court and then, you know, trying to take care of business on the road and try to end the series as quickly as possible.
And like you said, Giannis going into the playoffs here and LeBron James not being in the playoffs this season, in case you haven't heard. And then it kind of seems like with probably the MVP award coming to Giannis as well this year, that this could be kind of the where he takes it to a next level right now. And he kind of becomes the face of the NBA in some ways. Do you kind of sense that he's kind of ready for explosion right now?
Man, it's going to be really interesting to watch because Giannis does not like it. He doesn't like the spotlight. Like, if we're just being totally honest, that's not really his thing. I know at The Athletic, people are always like, oh, you know, why don't you write about Giannis in the MVP more? And it's like, well, Giannis doesn't like talking about it. Like, he's the exact opposite of James Harden, who will mention it every turn and want to try to remind everyone that, you know, he wants to win the MVP this year. Giannis is the exact opposite, and he's low key. And, you know, in the past during playoff series, there'd be times where he wouldn't even go to the podium. And that was, I mean, he's very clearly been the team's best player the last 2 years in the playoffs. And, you know, it was just things that he didn't want to do. So to me, I don't know how it's going to go. I think there is certainly a groundswell there that could turn it into time for Giannis to do that. But I really have no idea because he just might not want to.
All right, Eric, name of Locked On Bucks. I'm going to go on record officially now and say the Pistons will get one win. So I'm going with five games. Eric's going with four. But, a couple of Central Division rivals. The Pistons, by the way, have won all four series between these teams in playoff history, 14-3 in playoff games between the Pistons and Bucks. So I would expect that have margin be dented a little bit here in this next 10 days or so. But, Eric, any other final thoughts before we close up here?
No, I don't think so. It's going to be weird to watch a Bucks team in the playoffs with expectations. That's not something that I was going to say in my lifetime, but I was alive in 2001. So they had expectations then, but not really since then. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they try to handle that and how well they handle it.
And a couple of first-year coaches or first season coaches with their new teams, veteran coaches also going head to head as well. The Bucks first seed against the Pistons 8 seed. Catch it while you can. It could be a quick series, so make sure you catch one of those first couple games. Eric Name of Locked On Bucks of The Athletic and also Matt Shook of Locked On Pistons. Thanks for listening to our preview. All right, and thanks again to Eric Name of Locked On Bucks. Be sure to follow his work leading up to the postseason as the Pistons and Bucks will play in the 1-8 matchup in the Eastern Conference. And by the way, as I record this, the playoff schedules just came out with the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Pistons. Game one will be Sunday at 7 o'clock Eastern on TNT, and then the Pistons-Bucks get the NBA TV treatment. So Wednesday, 8 o'clock back in Milwaukee for game two. That's on NBA TV. The home game for the Pistons will be on 420, a great holiday for all of us here in Detroit. Of course, I'm talking about Earth Day. 420 on Saturday night, the Pistons at 8 o'clock for game three at home, taking on the Bucks. And then game four is going to be Monday, April 22nd, another 8 o'clock start. Game four, Milwaukee at Detroit on TNT there. Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday game times to be determined. But Wednesday, April 24th, Friday, April 26th, Sunday, April 28th. So couple games off, or a couple days off after Sunday's game one, and then a couple more days off after game two, and then it looks like a one day off the rest of the way for each of the games. So that's what we got there. The other matchups, by the way, including the first game for each of these series, the other Eastern Conference games are the Toronto versus Orlando 2-7. We'll talk about that one's a little bit more tomorrow. That's Saturday, 5 o'clock Eastern is going to be the first game there. 3-6 is Philly and Brooklyn. That's going to be Saturday, 2:30 in Philly for that. And 4-5 is Boston, Indiana. That's starting Sunday at 1 o'clock. Out west, we got the Clippers and the Golden State Warriors and what will be the sweep of sweeps. Of course, I say that as the 1-8 is the what most people around the world was going to say, the sweep of sweeps with the Milwaukee and Detroit. So maybe I shouldn't belittle the Clippers' chances that much there. But that's going to be Saturday, 8 o'clock Eastern, Clippers in Golden State for game one there. 2-7, maybe the most interesting one, Denver, San Antonio. Denver a lot like Milwaukee in that we don't know what they're going to look like come postseason after such a brilliant regular season for Denver there. That game's that matchup's going to start Saturday night at 10:30, a late one, San Antonio and Denver on ESPN. And then the 3-6 in out west without Nurkic for Portland is going to be the Trailblazers. With home court advantage against Oklahoma City, I'm guessing the trendy pick will be to go with Oklahoma City in that one. Not so fast, according to me, but Sunday, 3:30 will be game one, ABC, Oklahoma City at Portland. Interesting that that's kind of Sunday, that 3:30 spot, really kind of believed to be, you know, the primetime spot. So maybe Portland, nice for them to get some good national TV exposure there. And like I said, people probably wondering if Oklahoma City are going to pull the quote-unquote upset in that one. And the 4-5 is Houston taking on Utah. That's going to be Sunday, 9:30, and what should be an interesting series there. I don't know. This is my first kind of look at the official times and official schedules and matchups here. I haven't really thought about the matchups in the Western Conference too much just because I've been focusing so much on the East these last couple weeks. But we'll take a closer look at all this stuff come Friday. I'll make my official predictions and all that good stuff too. But thanks again to Eric Name of Locked On Bucks for joining us. This is your host, Matt Shook of the Locked On Pistons podcast, saying, hey, you guys did it. So speaking to the diehards out there, you did it. Congratulations. You got back to the playoffs. And we'll see if the Pistons can get a game. We'll see if Blake Griffin can get healthy. But at least we get to talk hoops for another week and a half or so here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks for joining us. Talking playoffs again tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you guys on the next episode of Locked On Pistons as you hear the sirens in the background here in downtown Detroit. Have a good one, everyone.